While the number of COVID infections and deaths have been down in the U.S. since the last peak, some countries are heading in the opposite direction. With me via Skype for our weekly look at some of the key international stories in the coming days is the BBC's Rob Hugh Jones. And Rob, there are a few COVID-related stories you're watching at the BBC this week. What's going on?
Well, of course, Mark, every country in the world has its own story to tell about COVID. We all know that. Every single country is suffering with COVID in some way or other. I'll just highlight one or two countries this week that might be worth keeping an eye on. One of them is Russia. Last week was its worst for coronavirus deaths. Official figures show nearly 4,000 people died over the previous 7 days or so. That's more than the previous record in Russia, which was set in December. Both the capital, Moscow, and St. Petersburg registered their highest ever numbers of daily coronavirus fatalities, with each city surpassing 100 deaths a day. Now, of course, Russia developed the Sputnik vaccine and promoted it to its own people. So you might think, well, why aren't Russians taking up the vaccine more than they are? And that's a bit of a question mark, because a lot of Russians are reluctant to take the Sputnik jab. And the health ministry on Friday said actually that only about one in seven Russians had received at least one dose. So that's, I think, one country to look at this week. Another one is Bangladesh, a country we don't hear much about in South Asia. Population of 163 million, which is pretty huge. And many of its people are crammed into the cities in the delta and the south, which kind of empties into the rivers and into the Bay of Bengal there in South Asia. But these are very densely populated cities. And the government there is saying, look, we've got a coronavirus infection problem now that's spiraling. And we're going to go into national lockdown on Thursday of this coming week. And that has driven a lot of people, particularly migrant workers who migrate to the cities to find work. They are now leaving in droves, in huge numbers, to their rural communities and their villages and towns and so on around the country. So I think Russia and Bangladesh are two countries worth watching on the COVID map this week. There are some good news stories as well. Face masks in public outside in Italy are no longer compulsory. There are various other quite good news stories in Europe. As usual, it depends very much on the country you're dealing with.
Sure. All right, Rob, let's talk about another country, China, which will be marking the 100th anniversary of the founding of the Communist Party. Tell us more about what to expect.
Well, it's interesting that over the weekend, China's space agency, of all things, released video of its rover on the surface of Mars. And in a statement, the agency said its orbiter and rover were working well and, quote, sending distant blessings for the 100th anniversary of the founding of the Chinese Communist Party. So China using its achievements in space, if you like, to remind people and to promote the fact that this Thursday, the 1st of July, is 100 years since the creation, the founding of the Chinese Communist Party, known as the CCP. That was founded on the 1st of July, 1921. And historians listening will know that within about 30 years, by 1949, that party had driven the KMT, the Kuomintang nationalist government, from mainland China to Taiwan after the Chinese Civil War. So that all led to the establishment of the People's Republic of China in October of 1949. So, of course, the Communist Party in recent times, well, they will be touting the Chinese economy, of course, which is set in size, is set to outpace the American economy or outsize the American economy in the years ahead, according to models. And of course, the Communist Party will tout that, will laud that, will commemorate that this coming Thursday, and all the other achievements, as they see it, of the party that, of course, has governed that country since 1949.
All right, Rob. Finally, let's move across the channel from where you are. A story about culture in France. How are French officials trying to get their culture world back on track?
Well, this is interesting because the French tried out culture passes for teenagers, which were tried out in various different parts of France. And that recently went national. And what that means is around a million French teenagers can now download an app that would otherwise cost them about $365. And that pass can be used for tickets to the cinema and museums and theatres, to buy books and art and all that sort of thing. So it's a real effort to try and get young people in particular to kind of get back into cultural venues. And it's quite well timed because cinemas and museums reopened in France at the end of May. Added to that, this coming Saturday, 3rd of July, museums in France will stay open all night and will be free. And so you can see the French authorities, that's sort of two stories in a bunch of initiatives in France whereby they're really trying to get people back into their cultural venues, something for which France is well known, of course, its culture. But the idea is to really stimulate interest and get people back into venues. And that will re resonate in many countries around the world where, things like theatres and cinemas and so on have had a really tough time in COVID and have had trouble reopening and getting people through their doors.
All right, interesting stuff. That is the BBC's Rob Hugh Jones in London. Rob, as always, nice to talk to you. Thank you.
You too, Mark. Thank you.